Hello, and welcome to another episode of Chatty Moms with Felicia and Brooke.
Hey.
Today, we're doing a Q&A episode. So we posted on Instagram, and tons of people asked some questions, and that's what we're going to be answering. Just a little bit about ourselves, some things about our birth. There was a few questions about pregnancy, and
there was quite a good variety of questions.
Yeah, definitely. And like some of these questions are going to be coming back in like future episodes and stuff. So it'll be a good, like, you know, almost like getting to know more of us a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Also, I just want to mention, man, it has been so nice lately. Like the weather, I mean, I guess the last few days have been rainy, but at least today was actually such nice weather. We were able to go outside.
Oh, yeah. I basically had to carry Douglas inside while having Maeve wrapped on me. And I basically had to bribe him to come out of the sandbox. Like,
he would probably live
in there all summer long, which is great because we're outside. Yeah. But, like, the amount of sand.
It's just, we've been, like, cooped up inside for so long. And I just feel like the days do go by so slow and you're just like constantly looking for things to do.
Oh, yeah.
When you can't do a trip outside. Like sometimes, like if it's raining, I'll just like, yeah, put Levi in the car and we'll go take a trip to Starbucks or something. Anyways, today we went for like an hour long walk. It was so nice.
So nice.
Oh, my God. Anyways, I'm so excited for, I mean, I don't know if I'm like that excited for like hot weather this summer, but like I am really excited for spring and fall again, because I don't know, like poor Levi is literally a ghost.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's gonna do with the sun.
I'm just not excited because May will only be 6 months at the end of August, and it's technically not recommended to put sunscreen on a child under 6 months, so like basically has to be like in the shade. But then I also have a toddler that like needs to be outside and wants to be, so this is going to be interesting.
Oh God, that's true.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh man, yeah, we'll have to live in the shade.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
man. All righty, but anyways, yeah, I just want to say also Levi went down to bed tonight so nice, like because we were able to do so much more, like I feel like he has no problem settling down.
Yeah.
Whereas like the last few nights he'll just like stay up in his crib for like 30 minutes to 45 minutes just like looking around. Oh my God.
Yeah, but definitely. Anyways, more entertainment.
No, I know. God. Anyways, we like swapped out some of his toys and stuff, because like we took away the that thing there.
Oh, where... the play gym. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Because like he's not really laying on his back much. Because when we put him on his back, he just like rolls to his tummy now. So we took that away and brought out some activity cubes and stuff. So he's definitely been liking that more. You can like tell there's more excitement in his eyes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, I guess we didn't really like, we put them in order a little bit.
Yeah. We just kind of, so they would kind of make sense maybe once we got started, but some are just all over the place, but.
Oh, definitely. All good. Okay. So I'm going to start with, hold on. Okay. There. So how close were we growing up? So we're going to alternate asking each other questions. So then like somebody's answering first. So the other person can't always just be like, oh yeah, I agree.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah. How close do you feel like we were growing up?
So I feel like, I mean, I remember much before, like, I guess middle school, but I feel like we got closer once I was out of high school. I started living on my own. I don't know why that was, but like before that, I think I was just more like into my friends and into like working.
Yeah, and you
like
hated
that.
Me. Everybody hates the annoying little sister. So me and Felicia are like 3.5 years apart, and we never went to high school together.
Yeah, so we're so like 4 school years apart just because of like our birthdays. So
yeah. Anyways, so when you were all throughout high school, I was in middle school, and all I wanted to do was hang out with you and your friends, and you freaking hated me. So I was never allowed in the basement to hang, and I would just sit at the top of the stairs.
Oh, at the very top.
And I would just like hope and wish and pray that someday somebody would be like, "Oh, Brooke, come and join us." But yet you would even peek her in the corner and be like, "Mom, Brooke is sitting at the top of the steps." I was like, "I'm not doing anything.
I'm just watching."
Oh my god. But I feel like that was the only time where like we had issues was when, yeah, you were definitely going through like,
yeah, if I had friends over or something like that.
Yeah, you just thought like you were cool, and like I was definitely like so, and oh my god, sometimes I look back at pictures of myself and I was like, I wouldn't even want to hang out with myself. But yeah, definitely got a lot closer when you moved out.
Yeah.
Because then I would go over and spend time with you and Shayna all the time at your guys' apartment. So Shayna is one of our cousins.
Yeah. And I feel like maybe at this point, too, like you started working and got a cell phone as well. So like we would text because I'm not living at home.
Yeah. So I would like bitch and complain.
Yeah.
If I had to.
Yeah, oh, I think it just like every year, just kind of like we'd hang out more and more, and then you'd come up to like Fredericton and stuff. And
yeah, because we both have kids. Yeah, and now like at that point too, like we're more adults, right? It's not like,
yeah, like little kid games and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like too, we like relied on each other a lot because, like, I don't want to say like the common enemy, but like we had a lot of like, you know, like,
oh yeah, we parents, the same people.
Yeah, exactly. So like your parents or your step parents or your stepsisters or like, you know, you would just relate on a different level than anybody else could kind of relate on. So
yeah, and we both worked at the same Sobeys for many years too.
Yeah, good old Sobeys. Ooh, yeah. Honestly, good first job. Cannot complain.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so second question kind of goes with that, but it's, do you ever argue? If so, what about?
So I would say we don't argue because we don't let it get to an argument. Like, for example, I feel like because we text every day 24/7. And I feel like if there's something that you say or something that I may say that's annoying or like that we don't agree on, that's like not something important, we just ignore each other.
Yeah.
But like if it's something that, like, let's say if we're planning like a weekend together and we're like, okay, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And let's say you say like, oh, well, I don't know, I'm like a really chill person and I like to do one outing.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're a lot more charged. So let's say if you are like, oh, let's do these three things, then I'll be like, no, I can't.
Let's cut that back a bit.
Yeah. And I feel like that may be annoying to you or something. The same part is like, I'm like, oh my god, this bitch wants to do everything in one day. I need a nap. But no, I feel like we don't argue. We literally just talk shit out or we ignore each other. So
yeah, we're both pretty down to earth. So we just kind of like, I guess, let things slide. And
yeah, I mean, we definitely like argue together about other people.
Oh yeah, that was going to be exactly like my point.
Yeah. So oh,
that's funny.
That's pretty much on the arguing point there.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the what do you think the other? Hold on, this question is asked kind of funny. Okay, so quality as a mom, what do you think what is my best quality? Oh god.
And your own best quality. I had a glass of wine before starting this, so.
Oh my god, this is so bad. I had to stop, like I had a glass of wine and I was like, oh no, we're recording, like I cannot keep drinking. So,
see, we're just going to have to put your friend Jeanine on blast because she's the one that wrote this. So.
Please be more clear. Okay. So what is your best, what do you think your best quality as a mom is? And then what do you also think the other's best quality of a mom is? Oh, God. Okay. I'm asking you this question. Yeah. You answer first.
So I'll go first. So, I would say Brooke's best quality. So even before Brooke was a mom, she like the love she had for Douglas. Like, it was basically like he was also her own child. It was so sweet. Like, literally every time I'd send her a photo, it was just like, oh my god, you know. And then now as a mom too, like, just the energy she has, like, even with Levi and even now with, like, my two kids, she's just like, if Douglas wants to play, like, she is like full force. If she's down on the ground with Levi or if she's just cuddling Maeve, like, it's just, she's just so in the moment, you would say. And then I think for myself, that's a hard one because, like, you don't, like, I'm the best. But I feel like I'm pretty calm. Like, I'm very, like, if Douglas needs something, like, I don't try to be too much or too little. Like, I just try to, like, go with it and try to understand him. And I guess, like, understanding.
Yeah. I would say. Yeah, 100%.
And just easy going.
I would say for sure your best quality is, like, the patience and gentleness you have. Like, you're very, very patient.
Yeah.
And, like, you're very calm. And, yeah, you're very, like, gentle. And you go about things. Like, you don't freak out or get frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, like, something super, super good. And, like, that's something that I aspire to be.
And I mean, internally, I can be frustrated. But I try not to, like, portray it, at least out to Douglas at this age.
Oh, 100%. No. And that's so good. And, like, so me watching you do that, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I really want to be like that. But backstory, and, like, this is all, I'm kind of answering another question. Yeah. That a lot of people wouldn't know, but, like, I have anger issues, and like, they're much better now, but I went to anger management for 3 years while I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I'm really good at managing it now, but I just, like, sometimes I'm scared that, like, I would get
too
frustrated. Yeah. And, like, not, like, angry, but I feel like I wouldn't be able to, like, be as calm and as patient as you are. Mm-hmm. Like, I would never want to snap at Levi. Yeah. Like, I would never want to do that. And I think because I think about it so much, and, like, I don't feel that way, but I'm just always so aware, like.
And at least, like, you know, have, like, the tips from when you were at the anger management.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
So that's nice.
And I'm much, it's, everything is like, oh, I'm like a normal human being now. But those are things that I, like, kind of worry about in the back of my head, but I know because I worry about it, it's kind of good because it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But anyways, so for myself, like, yeah, I don't even know. I just, like, yeah, I'm just, like, working on myself too, you know, yeah. As a mom. And I feel like I'm very much, like, all about him when he's up, and I really want to make sure that, like, I'm present,
yeah,
you know?
Full attention. And
yeah. Definitely. So I'd say probably that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the next question, I guess it's more towards me, but I'll say it. So living with your in-laws and while pregnant. So for anyone that doesn't know, I actually live with my in-laws. So Doug's parents, when we bought our house, it's been, I guess, a year and 9-ish months, they moved in the same weekend we did. So we bought a split level home and they moved in with us into the basement. And when we first mentioned this to, like, our close family and friends, they were like, excuse me, like, you're gonna live?
It's just because I could never. I spent years, like I don't want to say, like, leaving, but, like, you know, trying to move out of, like, my own parents' house and stuff. So when you're like, oh, we're gonna live with Doug's family, which, I mean, they are so chill and cool.
Yeah, so when I first moved to Fredericton, I lived with them in their basement because I was going to college, and Doug and I were still, like, in a new relationship. So I moved in when Doug and I only knew each other for, like, 7 months, and we'll get more into the story on a later podcast episode about relationships. But, like, me and his parents, we get along so well. It's basically just, like, I'm another child to them. Like, we've gone down south together. We've multiple trips, like, in Nova Scotia, PEI. We go to the cottages. Like,
and it's, like, to the point where, like, I get along fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You
with
even
my
come
in-laws.
Along to some of our things.
Oh, my God, yes. I get along so great with my in-laws, too. But, like, I couldn't see myself living with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is just what I mean, how close Felicia is with Doug and Roxanne.
Yeah.
So
the only thing, I guess, when I was pregnant this time around, so when we first moved in, like, Douglas was only 6 months, and then I got pregnant living here with them. And then towards the end of my pregnancy, Doug's dad, like, he just did not want me doing anything. If he saw me, like, in the kitchen cooking, he'd be like, Doug, why is your wife cooking and you're not? Or, like, if I was, like, doing laundry downstairs, he'd, like, throw a fit and be like, I'm going to bring this down for you. Didn't want me grocery shopping on my own. I'm like, I did not have to deal with this with my first pregnancy because, like, they don't see what you do on a day-to-day basis. But, like, you got to do laundry. Like, I'm going to bring some clothes down. So.
Oh. My God.
Yeah, I'd say that was just the funniest thing with living with them. But it's not, like, it's nice because it's also support, but it's just funny to think about it, so.
Oh my God, definitely.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Doug and Roxanne, the real MVPs.
Yeah.
Super. All right. So, will we be having guests on the podcast?
Ooh.
So, definitely wanting to have guests come maybe a little bit later. Like, we technically were, like, splitting up our podcast episodes and seasons. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely gonna look at it a little bit more in later dates. We kind of want to get out our story and a little bit more of, like, you know,
about us,
daily stuff. Yeah, but we definitely want to have more people on the podcast, and we even put up kind of a poll just to see if people were interested on being, like, guests on any podcast, not just, like, specifically ours. And a lot of people said that they thought it would be fun.
Yeah, I was quite surprised with, like, people that answered yes. Like, that was super fun to see. And just, like,
yeah, but
when you know people have kids, you kind of get curious, like, oh, what's your day-to-day life, or what's your birth story and stuff, so.
Yeah, 100%. So we're definitely looking forward to having people come on the podcast and share their stories and listen to their crazy stuff. And it's going to be really fun to hear other people's perspectives and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So the next question. So choose your baby's name. So for me, Douglas and Maeve, and then for Brooke, Levi. And then if you had the opposite gender, what was their name gonna be? So I'll let you go first.
Good question. So me and Joey had the hardest time picking out names. So for girls, we were actually we had names picked out for girls, and I remember before we found out the gender, we said, well, if it's a boy, we're fucked because we had no names. I had actually, like, a huge list of names, and Joey,
you,
like,
had
shot
an ongoing
every
going list, like, on your phone years and years before you even, like, got pregnant.
Yeah, and Joey shut them all down, which Levi was on that initial list. So it goes to show that Joey literally just said no to every single name just for shits. But anyway, so for if it was going to be a girl, we really did like Vivian or Kennedy.
Oh, yes, Vivian. I remember telling that to Doug, and he was like, Vivian! I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God. And then, Levi was pretty much our only, like, guy name after, like, talking about all of them. And I basically said, well, this child better come out looking like Levi, or else we're screwed. So that was pretty much for us.
Oh, and God. Then for Douglas, if he was going to be a girl, I had Penelope picked out. And then, like, I always thought, like, okay, if I get pregnant again with a girl, like, Penelope will be the name.
Yeah.
So then I got pregnant with Maeve. But as soon as I got pregnant and as soon as I found out it was a girl, I was like, nope, can't be Penelope. I don't even know what it was about it. It's just like, I knew that wasn't going to be her name.
Yeah.
It's just the weirdest feeling. I mean, it's still a beautiful name and I love it, but it just, like, was not it. And then if Maeve was going to be a boy, we were so undecided. I mean, like, when we chose Douglas as a name, like, we had zero other names picked out. I never liked any other names, really. So I was like, oh my gosh, we have a boy. We're just going to call it Douglas, like, the fourth. but we did like the name Miles, but actually, so Brooke's boyfriend Joey, when we mentioned it, he just throws down, like, every name. So when we said it, he's like, well, you might as well just call him Kilometers, you know, Miles. And I was like, good Lord, Joey. So then my husband, Doug, was like, that's nice coming from a guy who named his son Levi, because then you might as well just call him Denim. So it's just like, any names that you throw out to like our husbands, basically, it's just like insane.
They're shit talkers is what it is.
Oh, yeah. They pick apart anything.
But it's okay. Like, yeah, when you pick out names, you pretty much have to put them through the ringer, because you know, like, kids are little bullies at school.
They're crazy. And like, you especially have to think, like, if their middle names and what, like, the initials spell out, and any nicknames. It's just bad.
I know. Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
All right. So, any plans for more kids?
Ooh. Well, I mean, I still have just a 2-month-old, but we're definitely planning on having another. I mean, unless something like drastic happens.
Yeah.
But where Douglas and Maeve are exactly 2 years apart, I definitely think we'll try for maybe a longer gap, maybe more like 2.5, 3 years. Like, it's still a good age gap, but I think I might want a little bit more of a break. And I don't think I need 3 babies born in like February or March, you know?
Oh my God. Yep.
But boom, boom, boom. I also fear, like, so our mom is a twin, so there's chances that, like, we could have twins. And I'm like, our third baby could be a third and a fourth. And I don't know if I necessarily want 4 babies.
Oh, my God. That is such a fear.
Like, I feel like that would be my luck. Like, my first 2, no, like, twin pregnancies in the clear. Yeah. And then last one would be a twin.
Oh, yeah. And then you have 4. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
But... Oh, yeah.
For us, well, before, Joey used to always joke about saying he wanted 6 kids, and, like, it wasn't even a joke at that point. He, like, really wanted a lot of kids. And then ever since having Levi, he's like, oh, Levi's an only child. But, we do think that we're probably gonna have another kid, but, I'm definitely, like, looking at, you know, in 4 years or so, like,
yeah, you wanted a much bigger gap.
Yeah, I'm not looking to have, and like, and it's so great. I can just imagine, like, when they're older, they're so close, right? But like, we have an almost 4-year gap and we're fine.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, I'm definitely thinking like a little bit later for
what's crazy to think is, like, I could have another kid before you even have another kid.
Yeah, 100%. That could definitely happen.
So crazy. All right, so next question is, anything you're specifically excited for your kids to, like, get to at an age-wise, or for them to experience something in particular?
I think I'm just excited for them to, like, get excited about something.
Yeah.
Like right now, Levi's excited about everything. Mostly if I'm singing.
You just look at him and he smiles.
Yeah, exactly. And like, the 2 biggest things is if I'm clapping my hands, or else if I sing The Wheels on the Bus. So that's like his favorite right now. But like, I mean, like, them having like a favorite movie, or just like, I don't know, them experiencing something like super fun, like that they're excited about, I guess.
Yeah.
And like,
I'm super excited. Like, you know, for us growing up, camping is a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited for like, not the first year camping, but like the next summer when they're like, oh, mom and dad, like, are we gonna go camping this weekend? Or like, for them to want to go and, like, do something that like you loved,
when they're anticipating something, or they know something's coming up and they can, like, you know, be excited about it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. That'll be so much fun. And
yeah, even like having friends in school and like wanting to like have like a sleepover, or just like go hang out with them and be like, oh, I have a new friend at school. Like, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's going to be cute. Because then you know your kid's social and not a weirdo. And then, obviously, like, sports and stuff. Like, me and Joey are pretty big into sports. Like, Joey played every single sport imaginable.
Yeah.
So, I'm really excited to be able to watch him play sports. And, like, you know, maybe he doesn't want to play sports. And that would be a pretty big bummer. But it is what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so something your friends / family would know about you specifically, but not others.
So I actually asked Doug this question because I couldn't necessarily think of something myself. And then he brought up a good point. So I put in a lot of research into things before doing it. So like, before I got pregnant, I researched everything about pregnancy.
That's and very true.
When I was pregnant, I researched everything about like baby sleep, growth spurts, developmental, like I was even looking up like eating before like my kids was even born. Like, what do you do? Like,
yeah.
I just need to know things before they happen. Like, obviously, like, things happen out of the blue, but just I love being prepared for things.
You're definitely very, very calculated and like
I mean, my pregnancies were planned like to a T, so
100%.
Yeah.
And then so for me, again, I would just mention the anger issue thing. Like people really don't expect it of me because like I'm a very happy and like outgoing person.
Oh yeah.
So
I almost forgot that like you went to anger management.
Yeah. I was not a happy teenager. I was very unpleasant to be around. And I feel like my friends wouldn't have seen that, obviously, because like I wasn't unpleasant or unhappy with them.
Yeah, yeah. Cause I mean, you still know what I mean? School and being around them, but
yeah. But anyways, that's definitely a topic that we can get into in another episode if people want to hear more about. But I'd say that's that is that for that one. We have quite a few other questions, and a lot of them pertain to pregnancy and postpartum and stuff. So I think we'll definitely just answer those in those videos.
Yeah, definitely.
And that'll bring some more
it'll
fun
cover
topics.
Most of the questions that were given and stuff like that. And then we'll also try to do like another Q&A later on. And see if there's anything like with our episodes that kind of spark questions too. So
definitely. Oh, and these are so much fun.
Oh yeah, it just kind of gets you talking, and they're just like fun chit chats.
Exactly, and that is what we love to do. All right, so we have our pregnancy episode coming out next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So make sure to tune in and listen to that.
Yeah.
And yeah, and make sure to go follow our Instagram because we're pretty active on that. We try to post daily, just little things. And yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
All right. Chat soon.
Bye.